It's Utah's Classic 103.5, The Arrow. It's Gary Michaels here, and very excited for our announcement of the rebirth of a Utah icon, the Arrow's 1955 Speedwagon milk truck. Have you seen this thing along the Wasatch Front for maybe the past decade? For quite some time now. Just kind of been chugging along. Well, we've got plans for the Speedwagon, if you will. Some major plans is we've teamed up with a Sound Warehouse, the awesome folks at Rockford Fosgate, and we're turning the Speedwagon into a rockin' kick butt event promotional party vehicle. Woo! Sorry, getting a little excited there. Yeah, for the first time, the Speedwagon's history, and its long history, it's going to sound as good, if not better, than it looks. I'm telling you, this thing is going to be outstanding. On the phone, I have very special guest, Greg Cobb, Western Regional Sales Manager from Rockford Fosgate Corporation. Welcome, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Totally stoked to have you, and really looking forward to working with you guys and Sound Warehouse. Of course, those guys celebrating their 36th birthday. And, you know, these guys, this was really cool when I was doing a little research here. Three times they have been the mobile electronics leader of retailer of the year in the entire U.S., which is pretty darn major. Now, you guys, tell us a little bit about Rockford Fosgate, okay, and your part in the rebirth of this Speedwagon.
Hey, let me tell you a little bit thing about the mobile electronics retailer of the year. It's a contest that goes on every year, and it's pretty much unheard of. Sound Warehouse has won it back to back to back, so they're the reigning
three-time That's awesome.
Champion. Pretty impressive. You know, they do such a fine job there, as you guys well know. Rockford Fosgate, you know, we've been in business just a hair longer than Sound Warehouse. We started making state-of-the-art amplifiers clear back in 1973. We led the industry from day one with making some of the best clean power out there. And 42 years later, we're still building cutting-edge, class-leading amplifiers, speakers, and signal processors.
Absolutely. Just like the Arrow and Sound Warehouse, you know, we're locally owned and operated. Now, Rockford Fosgate, you guys have some Utah ties, right?
We absolutely do. I actually grew up in Vernal, graduated high school there, and I moved out to the Wasatch Front, and I spent 20 years working up and down the Wasatch Front at some different audio companies. But one thing that always remained true is I always sold Rockford Fosgate no matter where I went. A little known fact, unknown fact about our company in Utah, our founder, Jim Fosgate, the originator of this company, actually has a house in Utah. He spends summers up there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, this is a beautiful state. So with you growing up in Vernal and then moving to the Wasatch Front here, you've probably seen the REO Speedwagon for years and been thinking, hey, maybe that would probably be very cool to put some state-of-the-art, mind-blowing sound systems, TVs, all sorts of great stuff in there. How did this whole thing come about, the marriage between Sound Warehouse, Rockford Fosgate, and the Arrow?
You know, when Rockford Fosgate started partnering with Sound Warehouse, you know, over 8 years ago, in all of the cool events that Dean would bring us to, you know, we were always shuffling to get a demo car, one brought up from here, one brought, you know, from the East Coast. We're always trying to keep him in cars because, you know, he is quite the promotional machine.
Yes, he is.
So I was actually working a tailgate event with him at the University of Utah, and you guys were there, and we had brought our sound lab up, and that thing was parked to the side, and I just kept looking at the potential it had. I loved the paint job on it, and it was this giant open canvas. And I told Dean and Joey at that event, I said, you know what, we got to figure something out. This needs to be a Rockford car.
Good man. I'm glad you did that because it's needed some TLC for quite some time now. And speaking of TLC, I got a little list here that's been provided for me. Rockford Fosgate equipment. And now this is going into the Speedwagon. It's unbelievable. Just awesome. Just correct me if I'm wrong here. 7 amplifiers totaling 4,000 watts. 5 subwoofers with 2,500 watts, 8 pro tweeters, and mid-range drivers with 1,200 watts, 4 TVs, and a Kenwood multimedia entertainment system with HD radio, of course. That's insane. Is that for real?
That is all happening in there. Not only is there going to be incredible sound coming out both sides of that for the people at the events, the drivers actually get a nice little system inside, too. So when they're cruising around, they don't just have an AM radio or FM radio hanging out of the dash. They're going to have a nice Rockford Fosgate experience also.
Absolutely. I love the sound of that. And we know that Sound Warehouse has been designing and building amazing 12-volt audio systems since 79. But how did you get all of this incredible car audio equipment in this 1955 Speedwagon? I mean, this was supposed to be a milk truck.
But luckily, they built it for audio in mind. They just didn't know it. You know, it has the doors that open up, so it makes it perfect for us to, you know, project sound outside of it. You know, with this new line of pro audio speakers we have, you're just going to be blown away by the clarity and how far these things are going to carry. It's just amazing. And then you tie that with, you know, the install team that they have at Sound Warehouse, and they've got veterans there that have worked in the industry 20 and 30 years. They're nationally known, nationally ranked. You know, it's just a perfect fit. All of the stars lined up to make this project come together.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, we're so looking forward to hearing this amazing system when it's complete. It's just going to be rocking the Wasatch Front. Hey, do you know of any other vehicles like this out there?
Rockford Fosgate has 20 demo vehicles on the road right now. Of those, you know, we have some experienced vehicles like the Sound Lab you guys have seen. We have some just demo cars. But I've never seen anything that's at this level. You know, to be able to do the amount of events it's going to go to and be able to play. You know, the system's designed, it's going to play as loud as you want to hear it for as long as you want to play it, and you'll never have an issue. It's incredible, one of a kind.
Well, man, Greg, I appreciate you joining us here today. We're really looking forward to seeing the end product out on the roads and just, you know, having a great time along the Wasatch Front with this awesome vehicle. Thanks for everything.
I look forward to seeing it done and coming up for the inaugural kickoff. So you guys keep them working hard on it, and I'll see you soon.